Yo, 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 what is up? Welcome back to Masala Talks, the only podcast that almost got cancelled on the very first episode. Today, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I'm not gonna lie, I just woke up. So, my voice is kind of deep, and check your notifications, and hopefully put your headphones on. It's about to get spicy. Here we go. We have our Bollywood rant. I've kind of given up on the Bollywood part. We've got Spider-Man playing a huge part in the news. Have you guys heard about Tom Holland and Zendaya's secrecy? Injury reports from the set and those symbiote rumors and everything. Don't you think that for a second, Marvel is being a bit too chaotic? I mean, any time a new Spider-Man suit or like they're married in secret goes on Twitter, it's like DEFCON 1, bro. People forget how to breathe and someone posts a leaked costume screenshot, the internet goes wild. It's actually crazy. But hold up. Over to Middle Earth, the Rings of Powers are still going strong. Dude, it's been so long. I mean, this series has been going on forever. And the fans? They're still divided between the genius and why the elf looks like he shops at Whole Foods. I mean, it's a renaissance of a hipster brunch. Honestly, I'm still waiting for someone to boldly argue that Gandalf was really an intense life coach. It's hilarious, honestly. And don't even get me started on the latest Wizarding World drama. Yes, I watch Harry Potter. Yes, make fun of me. You should totally go to our Twitter and hashtag me. I mean, shameless plug, but like. But from the Harry Potter or Fantastic Beasts projects on the horizon, there are two fan bases that are arguing whether it should be gritty or dark or like a Nordic theme or sparkly and whimsical like the mid-2000s. Glitter explosions and everything. Someone out there literally wrote an essay comparing Dumbledore's beard energy and the modern leadership branding. I find it quite hilarious that people have so much time on their hands doing all this kind of stuff, bro. Like, oh my god. Yeesh. And then there's Jurassic Park Rebirth. Well, World Rebirth. My bad. That's the old one. People are losing it because of their rumors of a hybrid T-Rex design. Fans, we demand more dinosaurs. Fans be like, we demand more dinosaurs. The directors are like, we demand a bigger budget. I mean, they're not wrong, but at the same time, come on. We've been seeing the same T-Rex over and over and over again. First, it was the normal one, then it was the white one, then it was like a mix of both of them, then it went off to like a failed experiment. Oh my god, they ought to make a proper dinosaur. Because we're all sitting in the stands like a museum visitor watching the Velociraptor on a roller skate. Like, it's getting kind of weird now. Meanwhile, in like other sci-fi movies, there's like warp space travel or alien diplomacy or even black holes acting like free Wi-Fi. It's just chaos. I swear, half the movies right now would be shorter if they started with, oh, here, this is a cosmic crisis. Everyone run. End of story. Have you guys actually ever seen that trope where whenever they've talked about a cosmic crisis or like there's going to be something huge or somebody's going to die or something like that, why do they investigate it? Like, you know it's certain death. Just walk away. Walk away, Jimmy. Walk away. Like, turn around. Walk away. You do not need to go and investigate certain death. Oh my gosh. Okay, that was kind of cringe. Never mind. I'm never doing that again. And let's talk about an action franchise. My dad will probably be excited about this. Mission Impossible. They're still doing insane stunts and making it act like normal humans will question their most athletic move all week, which was like reaching out for the remote for the TV, bro. And don't forget about James Bond. 007 is out here being classy and somehow dodging hot sizzlers with martini in his hands. I mean, fans should be debating who is the perfect next James Bond. The casting themselves are like international spies. People are literally sending in suggestions. Like, Bond should be played by a dolphin at this point. No lie, I mean, somewhere out there, there's a fan probably petitioning for that. And it would be quite hilarious to see it happen. Next up, we have our weird, weird world news. Now, the weirdest, and I mean weird part of the of today's news is like the real world headlines that read about some really creative and bizarre writing homeworks. Yeesh. Ancient plague discoveries. So get this. Scientists have found evidence of a plague from 4,000 years ago in a sheep's tooth. Ancient pandemics, really. And here we thought that our ancestors were trying to invent wine. Now, apparently, they also invented misfortune. Like, what did history look like? Oh, Susan, we got the plague again. No barley and bread for you. Civilization sucks at everything. Yeah, I am disappointed at humanity itself. Then there is the moss crack crime. In the Illinois, cops used moss patterns to solve a cemetery can scandal. Yes, there's a cemetery scandal. Moss, with moss, yeah. The plant that ruined sidewalks and now is somehow being used as evidence. Meanwhile, my photos like stay alive for about a week and it's just old. Oh my God. Let's move on to Florida. There is a person who genuinely just got arrested for carrying a tote bag. Oh, Florida, you never disappoint. Definitely not just a bag full of drugs walking on the street. I mean, what is this, a cartoon? That's like walking into Best Buy and screaming, "I definitely didn't steal these TVs!" And the cops are like, sir, you have 10 TVs in your tote bag. I find it quite hilarious. I honestly find it quite hilarious that people do this kind of stuff and believe that no one's going to catch them. There's also robot chicken fights. Yes, the internet god of the high of Chicken Jockey from the Minecraft movie. Also, I was also one of them, so don't bully. There was a robot chicken fighting legalized in Oklahoma. But only if the chickens are unharmed. Like, think about it for a second. The chickens have to be unharmed while you're putting them in robots and they have to fight. So we've engineered robots to fight chickens. But you can't hurt the actual chicken. I don't know if this is a sports of the future or every sci-fi writer laughing at us. I mean, I bet the chicken's going to be really tender after that. Like, ooh, think about that. Okay, now for the football segment. And let's be honest, this is the part of the show where emotional investment hits levels that therapy sessions can't even cover. Did you guys see the Champions League win? Like, the Real Madrid Champions League win against Man City. It was crazy, bro. It's like a 3-0. Like, oh my god, Federer Valverde is on fire. And yes, I'm a Barca fan, but like, oh my god, the guy was going crazy. He's like Real Madrid's captain, if anyone doesn't watch soccer. So it is amazing to see someone who was once known as like, oh, he's just like a skinny kid who came out of the academy. Now he's the captain and he's scoring like, what is it called? Hat tricks. He's scoring hat tricks. And it's not even just like regular hat tricks with his left foot. No, he's been scoring a perfect hat trick, like a header, left leg, right leg. Oh my gosh, it is crazy. Then again, we have the Crystal Palace FA Cup drama. I mean, Crystal Palace won the FA Cup for the first time. At least the youth team just got knocked out of Villa and the vibes are really high. The fans are crying and tears are flying. People keep calling it the greatest moment sliced bread. I'm looking at pictures thinking that what are these people happy about? Did they like just knit sweaters to cry in them? I mean, because this celebration is emotional, but like, oh my gosh, that is, you know what, I actually get it, because like, I have an uncle who loves Spurs, and he was crying about Spurs actually like winning the Europa Cup, and that's the first trophy they've ever won. Well, at least since the 90s, when it was still called the English League and not Premier League. Have you guys actually seen the news on Spurs? How they've been playing lately? Bro, they are like a point away from relegation. I feel like they're going to be an EFL club at this point. Well, they honestly are, because the season's about to end and they're still lacking a few points to stay in the Premier League. They got slapped by Atletico 5-2. And I'm sitting here like, wait, what league are we even in? This announcer acts like Shakespeare wrote a tragedy. It's football. Calm down. I found it hilarious. Then there's also the transfer season chaos. Have you guys heard about the defective football fans? They honestly like move on and start contradicting each other as soon as a player just moves. If you guys remember the Luis Figo event, controversial. So basically, if you think about it like this, the transfer season is like the annual festival of maybe this player goes here. Oh, wait, no, he's going here. Oh, wait, no, he got paid and he's going to go here. Oh, aka Cristiano Ronaldo. Hopefully I don't get canceled for saying that. Ronaldo fans, please leave me alone. I'm a Messi fan. Football fans can become defective. People go on Twitter spreadsheets, emojis, and even sources that contradict themselves and each other. Meanwhile, the club hasn't announced anything. And it's like hilarious. Honestly, I'm like scrolling past Twitter as we speak, and like, the transfer saga is so hilarious. Then there's also like the tactical overload for every manager ever. I mean, the managers are out here acting like they're playing chess. Grandmaster's edition. Zigzag formation. Inverted. Fullbacks. False nines. Hologram strikers. Yes. I'm not even joking. Hologram strikers. Let that sink in. I mean, at this point, I don't even know. You need a maths degree, like a mathematical degree, just to understand where the left finger is and is supposed to be. Because if you watch any like big club, and you've probably watched the Champions League by now. I mean, you're listening to my rant about it, so you probably do. Vinicius Jr. is so bad. Oh my God. Like, have you guys seen his play? Honestly, the entire Real Madrid play, it's like, there's Fede Valverde on the right side. There's like Asensio on the right side. And everyone else, left wing. Yes, they gave up on the entire team and said, go to the left wing. Mbappe, left wing. Vinny, left wing. Rodrigo, left wing. Yes, he doesn't get playtime, but still. And every other player, left wing. I don't know what they're thinking. They honestly need a better manager. And if my friends are listening to this, ha. Yes, I'm saying bad shit about Real Madrid on air. Ha. I got a few hot takes as well. Have you guys heard about like people overreact about everything? One tweet or one missed goal or even like a awkward photo dinner. Humans have come to an opinion that they invented hot takes. I mean, our opinions are hot takes, so hopefully you don't cancel me again. I mean, oh, episode 2 came out pretty late. Weird news only, but like, weird news, hot take, my second hot take. Weird news is the only news that doesn't make you want to punch someone. I mean, you hear about ancient plagues and robot chicken fights. You can laugh. Real news, that's just stress and we need more weird. I mean, I'm not going to sit here talking about wars. It's going to be painful. There's like hot take number three though. Like football is life's mirror. It teaches about chaos, heartbreak, random joy, and pants-soiling moments. It's happened before. I watched Barca win the 6th Super. I probably soiled my pants. And it was crazy. Because my team, you know what? On air, Visca Barca, Visca Catalunya. Boom. Yes, Madrid fans hate me. Any publicity is good publicity. Well, honestly, my friends, that was a full-blown yapathon. That was like pretty chaotic and pure internet energy. So if you were lost, well, you stuck around for this long and listened to me yap for like 30 minutes straight, kudos to you. And like, you are officially masala proof. And like, go on Twitter, write hashtag masala talks, and tell me anything you want to hear on this radio station. And I'm not going to be playing music for at least the month of Ramadan, but then after Ramadan, you can like give me music ideas, like what you want to hear on here, and I'll probably play those. Yeah. Anyways, my friends, thank you. I shall meet you next week and probably rant even more. Till then, enjoy. Enjoy the last few moments that I allow you to enjoy. Because you will suffer from my weird newses. Wait. No, I'm... Did I just say I'm weird? Oh shit, my bad. Anyways, bye-bye.